Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. Excited to get my friend James O'Neill with us from Custodial Partners. Good afternoon, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be here. Thank you.
James, why don't we start at the beginning? What is Custodial Partners?
Custodial Partners is a full-line facility and maintenance janitorial supply company out of Newburyport, Mass. Our mission statement is kind of going about it as being the greenest, safest, and most efficient solution to cleaning your building, whether it be a school, healthcare facility, whether you're in industrial manufacturing. We have a good, better, best line in terms of quality, price, whether you need environmentally friendly specifications, which we push. We really have good lines picked out from some major manufacturers, and we go in with a consultative approach.
So, James, what made you want to work there then?
Yeah, I guess I had been around in the industry. I'd worked as a manufacturer for a company called Bay West Paper, who was the first company back in 2003 to get Green Seal certification based on environmentally friendly standards for paper. From there, I worked at another company in the wholesale market. So I sold to distributors around New England, kind of filling trucks, being their warehouse, so they didn't have to buy full trucks of one product. They could buy three or four different types of different things, and they could get it there quick and kind of turn and earn with what they were doing there. As well, I worked as a manufacturer rep for a group that did work with Gojo and Pro Team Vacuum. Gojo is Purell. And I saw Custodial Partners. They were one of the people that I dealt with. And I liked the approach. I saw the success, a lot of life. The sales rep that kind of led the business from the beginning since 2005 is a great guy, and he really has a lot of integrity and a lot of energy and passion for what he does. And they were looking for a chance to grow, and I saw it and asked to be part of the team, and I've been here since March, and it's been great so far.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool story. So what do you think makes Colonial Partners different than your competition?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get down to the logistics, everything, and kind of look at it, we don't want to just sell you something. We do want to be, as our name says, a partner to you. We want to go in and we know what we have to stand behind. We don't have to run in and push an item that, you know, you need to have. We'll send you an email with that too, and we have something innovative. But we want to find out what is important to you, what needs you have, whether it be, you know, if you're looking at it, at an issue with your flooring where you need, you know, a low odor stripper for your floor to pull off the wax or what have you. Low odor is important. If you're working in a facility that's cranking during the day, like a school, you know, and you have to do it at that point in time, you there's different things that you need to know about your customer rather than just selling a product to somebody and really building a relationship and figuring out what their needs are, what they're looking for, and coming back with a strong approach of, you know, this is what we feel is right. That's how we kind of earn our stripes.
That makes sense to me. And back in my working days in corporate, I was working in a place and they had a really nice Italian marble floor. And they brought in an older gentleman, you know, kind of part-time to do cleaning. And he didn't understand how to clean marble floor and put the wrong product on it. And it went from very shiny to not very shiny pretty quickly. So like you said, that
right.
partnership thing makes sense where someone may just not know, hey, you know, we have a company that's really focusing on green initiatives, you know, so they may not be up to date on, you know, on cleaning supplies. You know, hey, this is the best thing you should use if someone's got allergies in the place. So that's kind of what you guys can bring to the table is not, like you said, not just trying to sell a product, but educating your clients on what products best fit their needs, right?
Absolutely. And like kill claims is one of a perfect example. I know when you're go out to eat or what have you, and they're cleaning tables, you know, to disinfect a table, sometimes it takes, you know, 4 minutes or depending on the product. I've never seen anyone leave it there for more than 10 seconds. So, you know, you got to know what you're doing. We have different products that have quicker kill claims, so you can apply them and, you know, go back to what you're doing and not have to wait 10 minutes or not have it be ineffective because you wipe it off before it's done. You know, and educating the customers kind of where the crux of where you're going to be valuable. And, you know, because people just don't know sometimes, and people appreciate it because these are good people that are doing the work to clean a building and also make people remain healthy. That's a big part of cleaning too, is cleaning for health rather than appearance. The appearance will come as well, but cleaning for health and being environmentally friendly is the most important.
I like that. And I didn't really think of it from that standpoint. Makes an awesome point. James, you mentioned you've been in sales a long time. So what have you learned over the years, and how has it impacted your approach?
Yeah, I think the more I get into it, and, you know, Custodial Partners is probably the best example, and I almost feel like I'm just learning again, but really putting myself in the customer's shoes rather than having a preconceived notion of what the customer thinks or wants, or, you know, asking in a way that's more blunt than I guess I was used to in the beginning. I kind of figured out, you know, my initial approach was, hey, be a nice guy that knew things and get people to like you. Well, that's something you can always do anyways, but, you know, to be a little bit blunt and give some direction, because that's what people want. They don't, it's not about taking people out to lunch anymore or doing anything like that. It's about who's going to give me the best results and who's going to be the person that I can count on. And I think the market's really changed in that regard, where relationships are really strong and based in value, as opposed to, you know, this guy's funny or what have you. That's great as well. That's important and certainly would never be rude, but, you know, standing behind what you have and believing in it, so other people believe in what you're doing too. I think that's very important.
James, I think you have an extreme challenge in what you do simply because you're selling a commodity janitorial product. So what's exciting and interesting about doing that? What makes you get out of bed every day to keep going?
Yeah, I think it's funny too. I see it all the time now. Different products that we have, when I think about the most mundane thing in the world is, you know, the least glamorous thing you could sell would be janitorial and maintenance products. But some of the products that we have are incredible with the innovation that they have. Like, we have a product that hasn't hit household markets yet. It's called the Brew Tab, which is a looks like a chlorine hockey puck, and you put it in water, it dissolves like Alka-Seltzer. And it's got a kill claim of 4 minutes on some big bugs like C. diff and TB, MRSA. And it's so innovative in that it's got a 24-hour, it's got a 7-day shelf life after diluted, whereas bleach has 24 hours after dilution. Bleach is harmful. It, you know, it's not something you want to buy. It's something you have to buy. And you're wasting money on shipping costs and everything else. This Brew Tab, the tablet comes in containers. It lasts a couple of years before it expires. You drop it into water like Alka-Seltzer. It doesn't harm the integrity of floors. It doesn't, like bleach ruins your clothes and your eyes. And it doesn't have those bad qualities. It really is a product that adds a lot of value. That's going after the heart of what you need to do. Then there's so many different products that are innovative, but, you know, it's charge ions that turn water into sanitizer and disinfectant within a certain period of time. And then you're not using chemicals either. I mean, there's really, really strong innovation that it really goes unnoticed how great things and how kind of fun it is to be around at times.
Awesome. So, James, what markets do you sell into?
Yeah, so healthcare, education, I mentioned industrial machine shops, things like that. basically, food service is not our strongest suit because, you know, if you're buying food from somebody or what have you, you're kind of going to throw in your napkins or more food service cutlery type things. Our real foundation is janitorial facility maintenance supplies, but you could sell these products. Anyone can use the products that we have, which is also, it's a double-edged sword because you get excited. You could go out and knock on any door and show what you have, but you want to make it streamlined and kind of go after the major problems. So you're getting into, problem solving areas instead of just, you know, going to everybody with what you have. You want to make sure you have customers that kind of buy into what you're doing and are dealing with complex issues. And I think that's almost a proprietary solution that we're trying to get into what we do every day.
Awesome. Sue, you are one of my clients, James. What made you want to get involved in my networking group?
Yeah, I actually had seen your videos on LinkedIn, and I had liked what you'd said. I saw that there was a lot of people that I had seen kind of prospecting that were already in your group as well. And then I ended up talking to you, and you know, I liked your demeanor. I liked your approach. And I said, you know, I think I can learn from what you're doing. It seems like you've taken it off and really put your heart into what you do. And I liked that and was able to go to one of your meetings early on after we first talked. And we've had some contacts with some people in your networking group, was able to do some business with some as well. Which has opened doors to other business in New Hampshire and up near Hanover, which isn't a couple hours from here, but market I wouldn't even have gone into, you know, on a daily basis. But from that networking connection of having a strong foundation of integrity and good people that like what they do, you know, that opens doors. That's the key to being successful, is finding that group of people that you can trust and you want to do right by.
Amen to that, my friend. So I'm glad that it's worked out. You've had your first win, so that's kind of cool. So, James, what do you think your goals are then?
Yeah, I think, you know, I want to be somebody that continues to have the energy I do now as I go through my career and kind of learn more every day and not see, you know, I'm learning to see that obstacles and issues are kind of things that make life fun and the things that you go at, and from those things you get better and better. You know, and that's kind of my goal, is to be open and to not be afraid to take on new things or new products and keep it the way it is, because I really enjoy what I do. There's a great atmosphere, and my goal is to keep going and to have that continue and pass that along to somebody else in my career as I go along.
Nice goal and stuff. It's obvious when we speak that you have passion and you like what you do. I think, you know, like you said, that's a big battle in our daily jobs, is having that passion. So tell me why you like that job.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think a lot of it is I like people. If I really boil it down to brass tacks, what I realize is I like people. I think that's a gift that I have, is kind of understanding people and like being around them and seeing, you know, I don't have a hard time making friends, and I like spending time with different people. That's not something, you know, I know that's a big fear for a lot of people, but being able to sell a product and consult and have a product that you can go into anywhere and be confident and stand behind it really comes down to, you know, I get to go out and meet a lot of people and build trust, and I like to win. And I'm competitive in that regard. I like being somebody that can build my self-worth through meeting somebody else, helping them in their day, and being good at what I do and having unlimited people to reach and do it with. I think that's kind of the heart of it, and that's why I'm grateful.
So, James, just got to grab your contact information before we let you run, my friend.
Sure, and I appreciate it. My cell phone number, reach me at any time. It's 978-518-7348. Again, 978-518-7348. And my email address is james.oneil. It's O-N-E-I-L, no apostrophe, at custodialpartners.com. And our website is www.custodialpartners.com.
James, appreciate you taking the time out there to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. You too. I really appreciate it.
Have a great
day. Take care.
Bye now.
You too.